Everybody, welcome back. This is the Soundtrack Show, Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show, right here on Indie 101.5. I almost gave the wrong station name.
Oh, don't do that. You got to be on. You got to give the right station.
Thank you, Simon.
Confuse people.
Yeah, we don't want to be doing that too much.
No,
we're confused enough as it is.
Right.
So, off the top there, Lennon and Ono and Give Peace a Chance. Which here we are in the middle of who the hell knows what's going on. NATO doesn't want to do anything because Putin's got nukes, and Putin apparently has an inept, under-equipped army. So what are you going to do?
I don't know. Yeah, so we're gonna this is our tribute to peace this week, which ironically a lot of the songs we're going to pick are from movies about war.
Which are great proponents for peace, actually, because you know, why blow people up if you don't have to?
Yeah, let's have a quick mention about the classic peace anthem we just heard, John Lennon, Give Peace a Chance, recorded in a hotel room in Montreal, and the percussion you hear is a phone book. It's somebody thumping on a phone book.
I remember that.
With a mic'd up phone book. So I'm sure you know, you can all Google all the details, but those are the basics there.
So if you lived in Montreal during the late 60s, so 69, 70, it's a distinct possibility that your name and phone number were being bounced into that recording.
Yes.
So
it's possible.
You're a part of musical history, my friends. Congratulations. Anyway, we're going to move along now. So from our movies and things about peace and war and trying to be nice to each other, which is really all you can do, from one of my favorite war pictures is Apocalypse Now. And the Rolling Stones will paint it black on Mark and Simon's Soundtrack Show.
Indie 101.5.
There you go.
To come back, I see people turn their see this thing happening to you. If I look hard enough into the setting sun, my love will laugh with me before the morning comes. I see a red door and I want it painted black. No colors anymore, I want them to turn black. I see the girls walk by dressed in their summer clothes.
For many films along the way, that was Edwin Starr in War. What is it good for?
What is it good for?
Absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
Someone told.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't disagree with that, I guess.
which is what we're talking about tonight. It's we're talking about wars and invasions and all sorts of messy stuff, which really, that's what the human race seems to be good for, which is unfortunate.
Yep.
Good at anyway, but we're open. Hey, if Putin, if you're listening, get the hell out. Come on. Knock it off.
Let's find a nicer way to resolve this. Maybe arm wrestling. That's what I was going to say. Arm wrestling or something like that, or a game of Scrabble maybe.
Yeah.
Horseshoes.
Horseshoes.
Bocce.
Sure.
Any of those. Any
Cards
of those.
Against Humanity.
Well, that's a little violent, but not as violent as war, I guess. So, all right. So we're moving
along. You don't
need
missiles for Cards Against Humanity.
No, you don't. You do not.
So
we're going to move along with some music from the film The Watchmen.
Yes.
Which is a comic book movie, a great comic book and a great movie.
One of the best introduction sequences ever in any movie. It's just a great little montage there. It tells you the whole history of the superheroes. And that would be with Bob Dylan's Times, They Are a Changin'.
Here on the Soundtrack Show on Indie 101.5.
Dig it.
Come gather round, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone, for the times they are a-changing. Some writers and critics who prophesize with your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin, and there's no telling who that it's naming. Was the loser now will be later to win, for the times they are a-changing. Senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't lock up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. The battle outside raging will soon shake your windows and rattle your walls, for the times they are a-changing. Mothers and fathers throughout the land, and don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can't lend your hand, for the times they are a-changing. It is drawn, the curse it is cast. The slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last, for the times they are a-changing.
Been happy lately, thinking about the good things to come, and I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, I've been smiling lately, dreaming about the world at one, and I believe it could be someday it's going to come. 'Cause out on the edge of darkness, there rides a peace train. Take this country, come take me home again.
peace train sounding louder. Ride on the peace train. Come on, the peace train. It's peace train, holy roller.
Everyone jump on the peace train.
Come on, the peace train. Get your bags together. Go bring your good friends too. Cause it's getting nearer. It's soon we'll be with you. Come and join the living. It's not so far from you. And it's getting nearer. Soon it will all be true. Oh, peace train sounding louder.
Ride on the peace train.
Come on. Crying lately, thinking about the world as it is. Why must we go on hating? Why can't we live in bliss? Cause out on the edge of darkness, there rides a peace train. Oh, peace train, take this country. Come take me home again. Oh, peace train, sounding louder.
Ride on the peace train.
Come on, the peace train. This peace train, holy rolling.
Everyone jump on the peace train.
Little Cat Stevens there on Mark and Simon's Soundtrack Show here on Indie 101.5.
I thought he changed his name to Joe Islam.
It was actually Yusuf Islam.
Oh.
And yes, but that he was still Cat Stevens when he recorded that. So, and I think it's still cool if we refer to him as Cat Stevens. Maybe we should refer to him as the artist formerly known as Cat Stevens. I don't know.
I think he's just still, I think professionally he's still Cat Stevens.
Yes.
He tours once in a while when he's not on a no-fly list.
But. Yes. Anyway, I got to tell you, that's one of my favorite tunes. I love that tune.
It's an amazing song.
And it's actually from one of my sort of guilty pleasure movies, actually. Like, it's in the movie Remember the Titans, which is kind of a cheesy movie about a really serious subject about, you know, racial segregation and integration. And I don't even like football, but it's a football movie. It's a high school football movie, actually. Oh. It's actually one of my favorite movies, even though I'm not a big football fan. Anyway, moving on from Cat Stevens and Remember the Titans, what do we have next coming up?
Well, this would be a little different than Cat Stevens. Of course, we're talking about Black Sabbath and one of my favorite protest songs of the 60s. And yeah, War Pigs from the soundtrack to This Is the End with Seth Rogen and James Franco.
Excellent.
And what station are we on?
We are on Indie 101.5.
Thank you. generals gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses. Evil minds that plot destruction, sorcerer of death's construction. In the fields of bodies burning, as the war machine keeps turning. Death and hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh, Lord, yeah. This world stops turning, ashes where the body's burning. No more war pigs have the power, and as God has struck the hour, day of judgment, God is calling. On the knees the war pigs crawling, begging mercies for the sins. Satan laughing spreads his wings. Oh, Lord, yeah.
Thank you. the city where the sun refuses to shine. People tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now, my girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true. If you're dead before your time is due, I know. Watch my dad. One thing I know is true, yeah, you'll be dead before your time is due. Know it. Watch my dad.
Alternative rock
on the best station in the world.
Well, you get the picture.
This is Indie 101.5.
Boys and girls.
the World, Three Dog Night. Still my favorite Christmas carol.
And Merry Christmas to you, too.
Yes, thank you. As we continue on our Give Peace a Chance cavalcade this evening.
Yep.
Morning. Well, it's morning now.
It'll be evening when you're listening to this, true. Though. I hope your Monday went well.
As well as any Monday can go.
Yeah.
I mean, according to Garfield.
Yes. That cat knew what he was talking about. I mean, Mondays suck. Lasagna's good.
Yeah.
I mean, what else really? If everybody had that attitude, then we probably wouldn't have war.
No, that's true. You just go eat a big pile of lasagna and you feel better about yourself. Yep.
And you know, like you can have vegetarian lasagna.
Sure.
Meat lasagna. There's all kinds of different lasagnas. So, I mean, really.
Got to go meat lasagna, though. What are you, a communist?
Well, you know, some people are vegetarians. It's
crazy,
all right.
Crazy people. What are you going to do?
What are you going to do? All right. So we had a couple from Forrest Gump there after Black Sabbath.
And that was, we heard Animals, Got to Get Out of This Place.
And Joy to the World, as you mentioned.
Yes.
So Forrest Gump had a huge sort of war and peace theme going all the way through it.
Yes.
In fact, we saw John Lennon in Forrest Gump.
And, on the Dick Cavett Show with Forrest Gump.
Yeah, that's right. We're going to play another John Lennon peace anthem right next to the Forrest Gump stuff, and that's Imagine by John Lennon.
How can we not play Imagine. This? How All can right. we not play this? I can't imagine why.
Imagine. Was that? Did you do that on purpose?
Yeah, I did do that on purpose.
All right, we're going to move along so that we don't make any more bad jokes. Here's John Lennon and Imagine on Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show on 101.5.
Painless, it brings on many changes. Testify, please. The game of life is hard to play. I'm gonna lose it anyway. The losing card I'll someday lay. So this is all I have to say. Suicide is painless.
Suicide.
It brings on many changes.
Changes,
and I can take or leave it if I please. The sword of time will pierce our skins. It doesn't hurt when it begins, but as it works its way on in, pain grows stronger, watch it grin. Suicide is painless, it brings on many changes, and I can take or leave it if I please. A brave man once requested questions that are key. Is it to be or not to be? And I replied, oh, why ask me?
Suicide is Painless, theme from the movie MASH.
It's also the theme from the TV show, but that version with the vocal is from
the movie.
That's
what I mean. It's funny, though. The actual, it says the artist on the computer is The MASH.
The MASH. The Monster MASH?
No, just The MASH.
This is The MASH MASH. Okay. So this is Mark and Simon's Soundtrack Show, and you are listening to Indie 101.5 here in Hamilton, Ontario.
This is our big Give Peace a Chance extravaganza. Just everyone stop fighting. Stop everything. Just chill out for a bit.
Just be nice to each other, everybody.
Be excellent to each other.
Be excellent to each other, just like Bill and Ted said. We should play something from Bill and Ted today.
Yes, actually, let's do that right now.
Right now. All right, so we're going to play some music from Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure right here on Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show on Indie 101.5.
I wanted to fly like the birds.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
All right. Sabotage by the Beastie Boys here on Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show on Indie 101.5.
See, most of our protest music has been from the 60s because the best stuff is from Vietnam.
Yeah. Well, the best that era, obviously, because there was so much protest against that war that we had so much great music composed and performed and recorded.
It's a short amount of time.
Yeah. Now, Sabotage might seem like a bit of a violent song to be playing during a Give Peace a Chance episode.
Right.
But in Star Trek Into Darkness, is that what it was? Which one it was?
The last one.
They used this music to save the galaxy.
Yes.
And bring peace about. We thought it would fit in here.
Our homage to classical music of the era.
Of the future era.
Well, it's our past, so it's our classical music.
Yes.
We both love the Beastie Boys. It's classical music.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, I don't know. All right, I'm going to leave that one alone.
Anyway, we're going to continue. Well, on the Star Trek thing, I was trying to find the video, and if I can find it, I will put it on the Facebook page. But I saw a video on Facebook not too long ago, and it was a great piece. It was an interview with William Shatner, and he tells the interviewer, he said, I want to stop for a second and talk about something that just happened to him. So he had been recently it was the late 70s. He had been recently in a limo, and the driver pulls over and says, sir, I want to talk to you. I requested this job today because I really wanted to meet you and tell him about his experience. He was a Vietnam veteran, and he was a POW, so he was prisoner of war by the Viet Cong. And what the story he told, and I'm going to tell it badly, but I'm going to tell it because it moved me greatly, actually, on this, which is much more depth than usually give to William Shatner. This guy tells Shatner that to get through the experience, each one of the people in his unit who got captured, they all assigned themselves a position based on Star Trek. Because
a character from Star Trek. Yeah.
They all love Star Trek. And so the way they distanced themselves from the horror that was going on was one of them was Kirk, one of them was Spock, one of them was Scotty. And so whatever was going on in the camp to them, that wasn't happening to them as people. It was happening to Kirk, Spock, Cotty, and Scotty, etc. And so that's how they got through it. I thought it was an incredible story. It was just a great inspirational story for me, and it moved me a lot.
Yeah, it's actually crazy how much Star Trek, that was this goofy, really, like, low-budget, seemingly, these days, show from the 60s, right? It started in the 60s?
66 to 69.
How much, like, I mean, obviously how huge it's become and how much it's influenced lots of things, but like really how much has brought people together. And, I read another story recently about Scotty.
James Doohan.
Sort of, he got a letter from a suicidal fan, and he wrote the fan back and said, I want you to show up to all the conventions.
He called her.
Yeah, so he called her, I guess. You probably know the story better than me. You're the big Trek fan.
He tells it in the movie Trekkies.
Right. So he invited her to always attend all the conventions, the Star Trek conventions that she could get to, and always go and talk to him, and he would talk to her and check in with her. And story that
he supported her, and she actually he inspired her, and that she went back to school to become an engineer.
Awesome. Yeah, there you go. We're going to play some more music, Giving Peace a Chance here on the Soundtrack Show. What do we got, Mark?
We have one of the best pieces of music, I think, that tells this story. Going back to Apocalypse Now, it's Barry McGuire's Immortal Eve of Destruction.
The Eastern world, it is exploding, violence flaring, bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating. But you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Don't you understand what I'm trying to say? Can't you feel the fears I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save with the world in a grave. Take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy. And you tell me over and over and over again, my
so mad, feels like coagulating. I'm sitting here just contemplating. I can't twist the truth, it knows no regulation. Handful of senators don't pass legislation, and marches alone can't bring integration. When human respect is disintegrating, this whole crazy world is just too frustrating. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. In Red China, then take a look around to Selma, Alabama. You may leave here for 4 days in space, but when you return, it's the same old place. The pounding of the drums, the pride and disgrace. You can bury your dead, but don't leave a trace. Hate your next door neighbor, but don't forget to say grace and tell me.
Eve of Destruction, Mary McGuire, from Apocalypse Now.
Hopefully we are not on the eve of destruction.
Well, I wake up every day hoping that.
That's dark. For our listeners, it's the eve of Tuesday. Hopefully that's all they have to worry about.
Oh, Tuesday, Jesus.
Yeah, Tuesday actually is my least favorite day of the week, but we'll talk about that another time.
Yes. Because
we got to wrap things up.
So we're just on the tail end of the show. So thank you for listening. Appreciate it. We'll see you next time. Mr. Putin, if you're listening, let's knock it off. Chill out, dude. Just find something else to do.
Yep. Listen to the next song and get mellow, because this is what it's all about, this next one.
Taking it home with Louis Armstrong from Good Morning Vietnam.
Yep.
What a wonderful world. And it certainly is. At least it should be. Have a great week, everybody. Be excellent to each other.
Good day.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more. And I never knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful.
CIO.
call us Indy 101.5. Hamilton's home.